Welcome to this week's Foxcast. I'm Sonny Fox, and this week a very funny guy I've known for a long time, Jake Johansson. You may have seen him one of 32 times on the Letterman Show, among other places. And he came by to do the show and also promote a comedy appearance he's going to make at a club in Cleveland called the Pickwick and Frolic.
Yes, it's a long name,
yeah,
but it's
come?
An awesome club.
Why did they call it that?
Nick, the guy who owns it, has had a vision, and Pickwick and Frolic, he was a big Charles Dickens fan, and that's something from Dickens. There's an awesome restaurant there, and they have
Does he dress like a Dickens time, too?
No, he just dresses like a regular guy. There's a little bit of a disappointment there if you're looking for Nicholas Nickleby to come out.
The frilly sleeves of the kerchief up the sleeve.
No, that doesn't happen. That's how I'm going to be dressed, but he doesn't dress.
What do they serve there? Grog and,
Well, they have all the kinds of food, meats and pies and pastas, but mostly I'm in charge of the comedy show. I'm not really in charge of the food.
Well, you're not in charge of the blood pudding and all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't think they have blood pudding. They do have a chocolate fountain, though, on the Sunday brunch, which is, I don't know if you've experienced a chocolate fountain, but
I thought
really...
that was a black comedy showcase in New York.
Well, it may also be that.
Yes.
But it's an actual chocolate fountain that then you can dip things into the chocolate fountain, and then they're coated in chocolate. The home version is a little more racy than the than the buffet.
Do you perform at the Sunday brunch?
No, I don't. No. I'm only performing at Hilarities. Okay, so Hilarities is a comedy club that's inside of the greater entity, which is Pickwick and Frolic.
But actually, Jake has performed at a buffet before. It was an all-you-can-laugh concert about 10 years ago when he first started out. Okay, fine.
I can't tell if that's good or bad. Yeah. I guess the rim shot. No, that was bad.
Yeah, okay. That was bad. Right. Yeah. Well, it's nice to hear you again. I was looking at your collage, your montage of comedy clips on your YouTube site while I was waiting for you.
Your YouTube.
And it's amazing the hairdo changes and the stylings that go by.
I've had a lot of different hairdos. I kind of think now in retrospect that, well, what I was doing was I was trying to create this illusion that I was in a lot of movies, but it was just my life, you know?
Right.
But, you know, and actors will grow their hair out, or then they'll get a beard, or they'll dye. I never dyed my hair, but, you know, all those different looks of this is how I look now, and this is how I look then. And now right. I realize in retrospect that maybe if I looked the same the whole time, that people would, it would be easier for people to recognize. I could be killing my own business by changing my haircut. So I'm down there, we're driving around. And we went by a Krispy Kreme donuts, which, they're good donuts. You're right to make a wooing sound. So we go by. My friend tells me, this I did not know, Krispy Kreme donuts, evidently their stock went down on the stock market because of the Atkins diet. I didn't know. I'm not a big investor. Although Krispy Kreme, that's a stock, you know, I can understand. Like, donuts are good. So I could see myself investing in that. But it's lucky I didn't, because I would have never seen this coming. Their stock went down, my friend said, because of the Atkins diet. And the logic of that is that the Atkins diet is a very popular diet, which, of course, yeah, we know that. We're not going to take our tops off unless we're ripped. So Atkins diet, which I think that's actually bullshit. I don't believe in that. I believe take your top off. No matter what you look like, take your top off. Yeah, that's I feel that way. Whenever I see some like big giant person in spandex or something, a lot of people make fun. I think they're out there saying, "Look, this is who I am. You deal with it." Yeah, it's not my problem. It's your problem. Check it out. So anyway, the Atkins diet, very popular diet, low carb. It's low carb diet, right? Which is short for carbohydrate. Yeah, I knew that too. It turns out that donuts are carb. They're pretty carby. And so they're not on the Atkins diet because they're like a carb drizzled with carb. And so some of the genius investors said, well, we better sell our Atkins Krispy Kreme stock because that Atkins diet is so popular, people are going to quit eating donuts. I would like to know, what diet did you think they were on before? Like, well, my old diet, we could have all the donuts we wanted. Are you telling me this Atkins diet is no donuts? That is strict. You mean like some donuts on the weekend we can have a donut, right? No. Wow. How are you going to stay on a diet like that? I know the answer. The Atkins diet. You can have all the bacon you want. That's a good trade, don't you think? Donuts for bacon? I do. I would make that trade in a second.
All the bacon you want. Come on. Bacon is delicious. Bacon, yeah. Think about having t-shirts made up. Yeah, bacon. It's good. When people say you can have all the bacon, now that's something you can work with. You know, a lot of these diets are like, you can have all the celery you want. I'm like, I already got that number where I want it. Bacon, man, that is it. You're talking about a deal now. That'd be a good game show, where you turn a reality show. You turn a bunch of fat people loose in a room with a big table of bacon, a big table of donuts, and you bet on which one they go to. I know. I don't know if that's a reality show or a casino game. I would, you know, sometimes you're too drunk at the casino to figure counting blackjack. It can be tricky, but like donuts, bacon. I'm a bacon man. You ever see me on that show? It's going to be bacon. I can promise you that. I do like a donut, but mostly bacon. I'm trying to help you make money. Oh yeah. Just also got this. I'm fighting nut cancer now. So that's happened. The yellow rubber band. You know that. Well, some people are moaning, but that's what it is. It's fighting nut cancer. Maybe you didn't know that. The Lance Armstrong. I saw all these people are wearing the yellow rubber band. I never knew what it was. I was like, what the hell? How can that be a fashion thing to wear a yellow rubber band around? What does that mean? I'm scared. I'm scared to find out what it means. You know, it could be some kind of butt sex thing. I don't know. Yeah, how do you know? I don't know what that is. And if I ask, maybe I'm involved. So finally, I saw a friend of mine. She was wearing it, and I thought, well, how much trouble can I get in? So I said, what is that? And she said, oh, that's Lance Armstrong's fighting a nut cancer charity. I said, well, I'm totally against nut cancer, you know? Yeah. You better give me one of those. I don't want people to get the wrong idea. Who's for nut cancer? That's what I would like to know. Those are the people who should be wearing some around so we can spot them, you know? And disassociate from them. What the hell? You're for nut cancer? I don't even like it when I see squirrels running around with nuts now. That's how far I've carried it. Even though I'm down with the cause, Lance Armstrong, when I think about Lance Armstrong, what an amazing story. But, you know, I don't know if he's the best example of a sufferer of testicular cancer. You know, when you think about, I know he suffered. I mean, I know he was terrible. He had testicular, they took out one of his balls, which nobody likes that. But then, afterwards, he won the Tour de France 5 more times. Yeah, amazing. You only won it one time with 2 balls, 5 times with 1 ball. I think you see what I'm talking about. I mean, if I was one of his opponents, I would say, well, he must have an unfair advantage, you know? And I think I know what it is. I got to ride all around France with 2 balls in my pants, and he's only got 1. Make him throw this in there. Let's see what he can do, you know? Let's try it again now, buddy. You know what I'm talking about. Those shorts are tight. And the seats are pointy. They are pointy. I know what I've been doing a lot of thinking.
Jake Johansson, our guest this week. Since I saw you last, I've been thinking only one thing. You planted a seed in my mind the first time we talked to each other. Every time I see your name or hear your name or see you when you come by, I have to ask, how is it going with the alien thing?
How's it going with alien? Thank God that wasn't a sex question, because when you said, since the last time I saw you, I've only been thinking about one thing, I just really started get nervous.
But I mean, are you still concerned about aliens
following
you around?
Yeah, well, they're out there. This is the thing we've got to accept, is that the aliens are there. They know what we're doing. They're monitoring us. They've got to be waiting for us to catch up. They're smarter than us. If they can get to our planet, that's, you know, I've covered this in my CDs. If they can get here, they're smarter than us, because we can't go where they are. So,
well, the question I have for you, though, is their impression of us, as you said, are from old spaceships we sent out there, or radio signals that go out from here. And those radio signals travel forever. Now, they may be listening to like a 1950s version of this, right?
Well, we didn't work together in the 50s, so that they can't be listening to that.
Not
they
this. Could be, I mean, like I Love Lucy or something.
Well, or they could be listening to this. It's now to them, but really when they're listening to it, because they're so far away, it's 50 years ago, we're all dead and gone. Or we've downloaded ourselves into the internet and become immortal that way, at the point where they're listening to it. And right now, we're not immortal yet. We still have that to look forward to. But my thing is that the aliens, they're probably out there, but we're just primitive. It'd be like, you know, we're sending them messages. It'd be like if you got an email from your dog, you know, meet me in the yard. What's the dog going to have to discuss with you in the yard? So they're not interested in talking to us until we catch up to where they are. And so generally speaking, we don't have to worry about them till then, unless they're harvesting your eggs or sperm.
But if you've met an alien... If he landed in your...
I don't want to meet an alien. I'm not into that.
Well,
I feel like it would be scary.
Okay, all right.
We're playing a pretend game.
He knocks on the door and you open the door. And there he is.
Ding-dong alien. Right. Okay, first, I give him some candy. I try that because maybe it's a trick-or-treater.
But first of all, I want to know what Jake Johansson's visual of an alien is. What do you see?
Well, you don't know. You hope it's not scary. I mean, you hope they're going to come to us. I mean, they're going to try and soften the blow. It's going to be freaky to us. So I'm hoping that it's a kind of a Pamela Anderson. You know, at first I think it's Pamela Anderson. And then after a big explanation, I realize, oh, it's an alien. And then which in turn means that maybe I have a shot.
Now, if they say we come in peace...
You can't really believe them that they come in peace. You have to test everything they give you to eat. Don't just eat whatever. If they try and reverse trick-or-treat you, don't eat the candy.
Aliens are bringing food from outer space?
Well, they would bring something. They would go, hey, we brought some of our food and here's some of our music.
Like the pilgrims, right? When they met the Indians.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is they're going to definitely give us some awesome, like, cigarette lighter, whatever. We already have cigarette lighters, so it's not going to be cigarette lighters. And we certainly have enough shave razors maybe they'll have a 10-blade razor, but that's not going to be exciting to me. It's going to be something good. They're going to have some technology that really is awesome to us.
Well,
it's going to turn us into helpless babies.
I can only hope that if the aliens do land, they meet you first. I'll feel
you don't want to meet the aliens?
No. I'll feel much safer, but you first. And I hope you get candy from them.
I'm writing some letters to the president now to see if I can be appointed ambassador to extraterrestrial visitors.
Oh, great. There's another list you'll be on.
I fly a lot. You know, if you fly a lot, you almost stop paying attention to that safety speech that they do. You know, I practically ignore. I feel sorry for the flight attendant. Sometimes I'll look up and act like on the exit row, 1, 2, yeah, I got it. I'll knock that guy over and I'm out. But then I listened to it this last time. I heard him say this thing that I guess never struck me before. You know this part where they say, if you are seated in an exit row and you are unwilling or unable to perform those functions, hit your flight attendant call button and we'll reseat you. You know that part? Unwilling. Who is that fucking asshole? The guy won't even open the door to let us off of the burning jet. I don't like him even on the plane. I want that guy off. How about ring your flight attendant button? We'll see you outside the plane. Well, you're not going. I don't want him on. I love that. I never even thought there was that guy, and they put him in the speech, you know, and evidently he operates on some honor code where if you call him on it, he'll, I'm having a bad day. Fuck everybody. You better move me. Most of the time we took taxi cabs around. Well, they have taxis there. But the cab drivers do not speak English. They tell you everybody in Hong Kong speaks English, but the cab drivers do not speak English, which kind of surprised me because the cab drivers here do not speak English. So I always assumed there was some kind of exchange program going on. And I thought I'd get over there and the guy would be like, where to, buddy? I speak that crazy lingo. I bring news of home. They don't speak English. But we did go out for Chinese food while I was there, you know. And I like Chinese food, right? And I thought that the Chinese food would be better in China than it is here because that's where they make the Chinese people. And they're made out of Chinese food, when you think about it. But It turns out that Chinese food in China is not better than the Chinese food here, mostly because of differences of definitions of words that we have, like, for example, beef. First, when we say beef, we are always talking about a cow, but more importantly, we're talking about the meat part of the cow, not the eye. Yeah, they eat the whole cow over there, and so when you order beef noodle, you're lucky if they don't bring you eye noodle. And then they have no idea what you're complaining about when you call the waiter. But, excuse me, waiter, yeah, there's an eye in here. So, oh, yeah, eye, number one eye for you. I don't want the eye. Yeah. You realize you're lucky they didn't bring you gums and buttholes, you know? Tell me these are tortellini. Stay away from the tortellini. You know, we finally decided we can't go out for a full Chinese dinner anymore. We decided to switch to appetizers, dim sum. We decided we're going out for dim sum because that's just appetizers. It's a small thing, so if you make a mistake, you just have a small wrong thing. But even the appetizers, they will combine two different kinds of food over there that we would never... There is no one in the United States working on a chicken donut. They have not perfected it over there either. And I tell you, the problem is you're not ready for a... You know, you see a thing that looks like a donut, you think it's all, you know, donut all the way from... one end to the other. You know, maybe there's going to be jelly or chocolate in there, but not gravy. Yeah. You bite into that thing. As soon as it gets in you, it wants out. And it doesn't care which way either. You're like, well, I don't think that was dead. Because it still has an idea.
Jake Johansson is our guest this week, a guy that travels around as much as you do. I can't help but think that you have one of those smartphones, do you?
Smartphone?
Yeah.
Yes, I have a smartphone. I guess it's a smartphone.
What does your phone do?
Well, my phone can do all the things that a phone can do.
What?
I've switched. I had another. Now, can we talk about? It's okay to say what phone I have.
iPhone or whatever?
Sure. Yeah, I have the iPhone now. I switched. I was a BlackBerry person. I kept asking people, you know, hey, I've got the BlackBerry. I'm thinking about getting an iPhone. Is it better? Should I switch? And then people are like, well, if your email, it's a BlackBerry. And if you're, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's maybe. So it's kind of a judgment. I mean, I don't know. You should ask some other. The answer is get the iPhone right now. If you need to do Facebook and MySpace and Twittering, and you've got to look at YouTube videos, and you want to read the New York Times online and all that other, find restaurants that are close to your phone right now, the iPhone, it's just as easy. Maybe I'm a moron, but I couldn't figure out how to do all that stuff on the BlackBerry. We can't rule out that I'm a moron, so that is definitely a possibility.
So your phone takes pictures and, you know.
Yeah, so I can take pictures and I can upload them. I haven't been doing a lot of picture uploading. I got to get an account where I've got pictures online that I can upload to. But I can email pictures to a website that then puts them on my website. I can do that.
Oh, wow. Speaking of your website, by the way, I went to jakethis.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm there right now, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
And it says extra fun, and I click on it, coming soon.
Yeah, I know.
I've got a blog. I click on it, coming soon.
Yeah, I don't have a blog. I actually started a blog, I abandoned my blog. Oh, you want to keep going to all the things that are coming
video
soon?
Coming soon.
Yeah.
Okay. What is extra fun?
Extra fun.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was going to be. I had some ideas for some. I had some ideas for some games that you were going to be able to play, but then it turns out it's expensive to make a game. Yeah. I'm just going to leave the button up there. Maybe I should just have extra fun. Just takes you someplace else.
How cruel to have extra fun and you hit it. There's no fun.
That's what I'm saying. Extra fun.
I've been looking forward to extra fun for about 5 months now on the JakeFist.com
website. You're right.
It would have been bad enough if you just put fun there, but extra fun.
Extra.
You know what really it's all about is just to see if anyone is even going to the website, because you would be surprised how few complaints I've had about this.
About extra fun?
Yeah. Every once in a while that someone will tell me, you know, I clicked on extra fun and nothing happened. And I feel like, look, if you don't know how to find extra fun without clicking on something at my website on the internet, I mean, really, get a helper.
The best part, I haven't told anybody yet. I go to Extra Fun. Okay, I'm there. It says coming soon. I click on it. It says coming soon. That's what it says.
Right, so I've gone to a little bit of trouble. If I had a helper, I need an intern is what I really need, Sonny.
Actually, if you click on this enough times, it goes from I said I'm coming soon to, hey, asshole, give it up, will you?
Give it a rest. Stop clicking.
It's scary about the weather, too. The hurricanes, those hurricanes down in Florida or wherever, you know, they get a hurricane. First thing they do is they fly someone down to be in the hurricane. Everybody who lives there is supposed to evacuate, but these news people are flying in so they can yell into the camera to us at home. It's 100 mile an hour wind tonight, Bob. It's only idiots and me left down here. Walking around interviewing people in the middle of a hurricane. What is that about? Evidently, before that hurricane hits, they come out and pull out all your teeth. I'm just going by the people they talk to. You notice that, right? As far as I can tell, it must be some kind of safety precaution. Because those 100-mile-an-hour winds, if you got any loose teeth, they could be pulled right out of your head, carried for a mile, and go right into a baby. That'd be a tragedy, baby killed by a blowing tooth. Senseless. That's how they are, though, scaring you about weather, diseases, the disease ones now, right? I get scared. Bird flu, mad cow. I was scared about mad cow. I'm still eating beef, but I got scared. Oh, because they figured out one of the reasons that mad cow was spreading from cow to cow. It turns out they had been feeding the brains of cows to other cows. Who knew that was a bad idea? It seems like you could pretty much ask anybody on the street, hey, we're thinking about feeding the brains of these cows to other cows. Just why let them go to waste? What do you think of that idea?
I don't know about that.
Isn't that how you make zombies? Right. I think a 6-year-old child could tell you cows don't eat brains. Cows eat grass. I've never been reading a children's book seeing a cow with another cow pinned down in the pasture with his hoof on his neck just... Ah. Yeah, no wonder these cows are mad. I'm surprised they're not breaking into our houses with hatchets. Mad cow, all those diseases. SARS, I feel like, what happened? I thought we were all supposed to die of SARS. We dodged a bullet. According to the news, they can't just report on an epidemic of SARS in China. They have to scare you about it. They're like, half the Chinese people are dead already. The last one's going to cough into a plane, and then we're all fucked. They scared the hell out of me. Not just me, either. I saw people on the plane wearing masks and everybody. I said to my wife, we're all going to die of SARS. I suppose you know that. She says, why don't you turn the TV off for a minute? Abracadabra. Next time you're really scared, try turning the TV off. See if that doesn't do the trick. As soon as I turn the TV off, the world gets real small. Immediately I realize I don't have SARS. And it turns out my wife also SARS-free. So there you go. But it was too late. I'd already watched too much news at that point. I was sure we were all going to get SARS. It was going to come in through the ventilation or something. And I decided, well, I'm not going to sit in my house cowering in fear of SARS. That's not how I roll. Yeah, I just said, I'm going to go out and live my life. I'm going to go out and get SARS. How about that? Fuck SARS. I felt better as soon as I decided that. But then it turns out it's not as easy to get SARS as they make it sound either. You know what I mean? They make it sound like you just go out to the end of your driveway, the paper boy's going to be lying there wiggling to death with SARS. And then you just lick him and now you've got SARS. But turns out it's not that easy. You know, when I looked into it, there's no SARS in the whole United States. Zero. We had zero SARS. Can you believe it? If you wanted SARS, you had to go to Toronto, Canada. That was our most convenient SARS.
From L.A., that's like a $500 plane ticket. A lot of people can't even afford to get SARS. You never saw that story. Yeah, to fly to Toronto, Canada, and then good luck. You're crossing an international border. You better not tell them why you're there. I'm here to get SARS. Well, I don't think you are. You have to make something up about fishing, and then good luck finding the SARS guy. You know they've got him quarantined. I'd like to visit the SARS guy. No, he's quarantined. Well, can you take this chicken in, have him blow into it, and then bring it back out to me? How about that? They're not going to do that. It turns out it's not as easy to get SARS as they make it sound. That's what I'm talking about. They're scaring you, you know?
Jake Johansson, go have some grog and blood pudding and listen to him tell jokes. Tonight through Sunday over in Cleveland. Pickwick and Folly.
It's nice there. They have other things besides blood pudding and grog.
Oh, good.
But I do recommend the grog.
That sounds like a nice restaurant. Now, most comedy clubs, though, they don't have fare.
They don't have
that.
As nice a restaurant
as that. They
have, like,
what, chicken fingers and stuff? I mean,
yeah, pizza, fried cheese.
What is your favorite comedy club food? You've been around the business long enough.
It's hard to beat hilarities for the food that you can get while you're at the comedy club. I mean, I would definitely. This is not just a coincidence that I'm there, but they do have the best.
You actually go there to eat, not just be funny.
Yes, I would eat there. Yeah, I eat there every night.
And speaking of eating, you have a lovely young lady in your life, your wife. Sunny segue.
It sounds a little dirty.
No. She probably cooks for you occasionally, right?
She does, yes. She cooks for me.
Now, the first time I saw you, you were a single man. That was years ago. Then you got married, and it's been a while, so I want to ask you, how's it going?
I always say so far so good on that. I think we're both pretty happy with our choice, and I wouldn't want to be married to anybody else or go out to back into the dating world. Once you're married, you kind of gets so idiosyncratic that your weird relationship behavior thing. I mean, it's hard. Once you've been married for a few years, you've got it down to where it's like, do you think maybe tonight we'll have sex? Yes, if we get up there early to bed, and then you make it happen. You don't have to. It's not like when you're dating and you're like, you never know, and is it going to happen, and you know, how much should I drink at dinner? If the answer is no, then it's go for it.
So it sounds like there's no more like role playing or anything? Is it really sort of?
Every once in a while, there's a little bit of role playing.
Okay, what role do you play, Jake?
I play horny man, and then she is a sort of willing lady.
Willing lady, not a French maid or anything in particular.
No, I'm not into that whole, like, every once in a while, what happened? She had this girlfriend that gave her, my wife, a kind of sexy outfit that's supposed to drive me wild. And then she wants to ask me, has she worn the outfit? And my thing is like, look, I don't care. I don't need to picture my wife in more clothes. I'm trying to get her to take her clothes off. What I want is a naked lady. That's what I'm going for. That's what it's always been about with me. I don't really need, it doesn't, all of the clothes are sexy in the sense that, please take them off now.
I remember you telling me when you were a kid and first discovering sex, you said you're
when I was a kid?
Yeah. You said your only objective was to get the girl to take her underpants off.
Yes,
that's
that
the first
is
time
true.
I heard a grown man say underpants in a long time.
But oh, come on. Grown men are saying underpants all the time.
Really?
Okay. You need to go to underpants.com.
All right. But by the way, your wife, Bill, is a vegetarian. Didn't that take
some time? No, that's not true. I had a girlfriend that was a vegetarian.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My wife is, she is carnivorous.
Meat and potatoes, huh?
Omnivorous, really. She doesn't just eat meat. She also eats other things. That would be weird if she only ate meat.
We're having steak with steak tonight.
Yeah, steak and lamb and
steak.
Buns. Why don't you have some broccoli? Is that a plant? I don't eat plants.
I give up. And the problem with the women, this last woman, I fell in love with this last.
Fuck!
Yeah. That is how they get you. Everybody's got one of those, though, right? I mean, everybody can relate to that. We've all, men and women, all have at least one in your past just love. Fuck! Which kind of makes sense when you think about it. If love was easy, there would be almost no music. So, you know, it didn't work out. I wound up a little depressed. But then career-wise, this part of my career is going great. Thank you all very much. But then, and actually, if you're interested, I think they put out cards on the table. I'm starting a mailing list so you can fill that out. And then, well, I don't know. Exactly. I just need to know where you live. Got some ideas about the future. I'll take them door to door if I have to.
But anyway, this part of my career is going good. But then I live in Los Angeles, so I can go on these acting auditions, which every once in a while I get a job, which is great. But for the most part, I have two kinds of auditions. The first kind is where everyone is better looking than me, and I don't feel like I'm that bad a looking guy. But in L.A., you're up against these jaw men. Underpants model guys, you know, you see these guys in magazines, but you can't imagine what it's like to walk into a room full of just those guys where you're just like, wow, thanks for taking a break from fucking to come down. Yeah. I bet life's been tough for you fellas. Good luck, I hope you get it. So I have that audition. Then I have the opposite of that audition, the one where I'm the best-looking guy, but then they're not looking for the best-looking guy, or those other guys would be there. They're looking for some kind of freak, you know? So it's me and Monkey Boy and the human beaver. That's Los Angeles. You wind up jealous of a guy who looks like a beaver. And then you get depressed. People will say the weirdest stuff to you if you're depressed to cheer you up. One friend of mine says to me, you know what, Jake? Dogs are never depressed. I have no idea if that's true or why he's even my friend, really. I mean, you start to think, what kind of advice would a dog give you if he, you know, have you tried lying in the sun until you're really hot, then go lie in the shade. Feels pretty good. Hey, how about eat your dinner so fast you don't know what happened? How long has it been since you sniffed an ass? People trying to cheer you up. All my married friends had practically the same idea. All my married friends found out I broke up. They act like I won the lottery. You know, they're like, hey, now you can have sex with whoever you want. Because they forgot, I think. Once you get married, you forget. You think being single is just, you, me, the closet, go, you know? Sex with whoever you want. I'm like, yeah, I can have sex with whoever I want, except for people I don't know. And people who are in relationships, and people who give me the creeps, and people who I give the creeps to, and men. Yeah. It's pretty quick, we're down to my ex-girlfriends. Yeah. Hey, corn! I write that off to the grass is always greener idea. You know, married people think if they were single, they could have sex with whoever they want, you know. And single, I got single friends who think if they got married, they could have sex all the time. Obviously wrong. As near as I can tell from talking to my married friends, the difference between being married and being single is when you're married, you know who you're not having sex with. They're right there. Well, when you're single, it could be anyone. So I'm not fucking all of you. Sweet.
Jake Johansson is our guest. It's really good to see you again. You look healthy.
Well, you can't see me, Sonny.
Yeah.
Well, that's
we're
true.
Not in the same place.
Well, we have. So, thanks.
You hear reports.
Thanks
no,
for
I know.
Letting everybody know I'm a big bullshitter. Yes, I
well,
am.
You said that at the beginning.
I know.
You said
I'm in
you
Florida.
Were in Florida, and then I'm in New York. So
okay,
you, can't,
you look
we
like
don't have
hell.
A satellite.
Don't
we don't have the. No, I do look good. Trust me.
I'm
on
not
that.
Presuming you look
things
good.
Things are good. Yeah,
looks,
I presume
really
you look
good
too. You're not in a bed hooked up to a bunch of tubes or anything.
No.
You're not in Florida at a nursing home or anything.
No, 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 no. Not in the waiting room.
Yeah, okay.
The heavens waiting room is farther south. We're up in the panhandle.
Let me just ask you this. Do you have a golf cart that you drive to the grocery store? Because that's
trouble. I never thought I'd say fuck you to Jake Johansson. No. No, actually, yeah, I have a golf cart. It's got a Rolls Royce front end on it.
Ooh. That?
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice.
No,
moving on up.
Anyway,
finally hit the big time.
By the way, I want to ask you about the Octomom, because that happened since I saw you.
Okay.
The lady with eight babies.
I think it's too many babies. That's where I'm at. With the, I've been saying this for a long time. 8 babies is too many babies. They always interview the dad. Well, in this case, they don't interview the dad. But they, but people are always just, we're so happy. And it's just like, hey, holy crap, this is too many babies. We've got, if I had 8 babies, I would be out in front of the hospital with a box. That is my, you know, free babies. To a good home. Yes, exactly. Not just anybody can have a baby.
How many babies is enough babies?
Well,
8 is too many. How many is just
right? I've got 1, and I feel like that's a good number, but 2 is not too many. Well, no, and 3 is not too many. 3 is still okay, but it's getting... 3 is kind of... I ran into Jim Gaffigan the other night, and he was telling me now he's got a 3rd child, and I thought, okay, that's it. I told him, please stop. That's enough. Right. 3 is enough. 3 is enough, I think.
Well, I saw a picture of the Octomom. They had a publicity shot not long after they were born, and they had them all grouped around her chest.
Ugh.
It looked like a dog, you know, with a kid on each tit kind of thing. It looked like a kennel
she
shot.
Doesn't have 8 bosoms, does she?
No.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, because that would be a weird... I heard that she's had a lot of plastic surgery, but that's I don't think you can find a doctor.
So isn't she supposed to be nude in Playboy or something? Have you heard about that?
Ugh.
I don't know. That's not going to be a big selling issue for me.
Speaking of women now, let's segue into the question I was going to ask you, because you're a man of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I get around.
You have women, women write you love letters, and they call you and all that.
Well, you've got a little bit of a fantasy idea of my life, but sure. Okay.
Who is the woman, the world's sexiest woman right now? I don't say your wife. I mean, other than her.
Well, this is the thing. Whenever they publish that in the magazines, world's sexiest man, it's always of the celebrities. I mean, now it could be that you and I are sexier than those guys, but
we didn't
even get considered.
No, you're not.
You know, so well, you're saying that we're
George
not.
George Clooney is dreamy.
George Clooney is dreamy. Okay, well, let's just forget about us. I'm just talking about, that's just as an example of, and we are in show business, they're not even considering us. There are so many people who might be really sexy, and they are so busy being sexy, they don't have time to also become a celebrity.
Oh.
So when you say, who is the sexiest woman in the world, I'm still picking from celebrities that I know.
Okay.
And also, I'm of a certain age, so that's a little bit of a qualifier, too, because I see buses go by for ads with the new hot girl who's in the movie,
right.
And I don't even know who that... I mean, I know who Katherine Hagel is, but she's not even one of the young, sexy ladies now, and it's not going to be her. I just mentioned her as an example of someone who I barely know. So here's the sexiest.
What is going on right now?
Can you understand?
He's building up. What he's,
when I get asked a question, I really try and answer the shit out of it, okay?
What Jake is saying is...
Angelina Jolie, okay? Angelina Jolie, are you happy?
Her lips bother me. Her lips are not real. What Jake was just doing is finding a way to say all movie stars to him now are these kids today.
These kids.
You know? No, well, that's not exactly.
Me and my golf cart up here in Florida.
I have not had the golf cart yet, but I had to have someone. I said to my friend, hey, listen, can you make me a list of who the hot girls are now who are celebrities? Because I don't even know who they are.
Right.
And this way, if you could make me a list, I can look them up on the internet.
Right, it sounds hip.
Are you going to get the hot list now?
This last election, they're trying to scare us crazy about not even terrorism. I'm talking about that gay marriage. Man. Remember, they could not shut up about gay marriage. They've sort of like quieted down now, but at the election time, they were like, gay people are getting married. I was like, and then what? You know. Right, I'm totally up for a freak out. What is going to happen when the gay people get married? What are they up to? You've got to tell me. They would never tell you what was going to happen, kind of. They just acted like we all knew that. Here come the gay married people. Like we're all going to go, oh, shit. Do we have any white wine? They're going to want, we're beer people. What are we going to do? I could not figure it out. I thought, to me, it was like two guys are in love. They want to get married. Let's let that slide. We got bigger problems, you know, terrorism and war and all that, right? That's what. I don't want to turn it into a rally or anything. I just felt like two guys are in love. They want to get married. Let's let it go. I'm married. I would give them this advice if you're thinking about it and you're gay. This might not be as easy as you're thinking. And I'm married to a woman, so that's a different type of marriage, you know? Knowing what I know about being married, it's tough, you know? It's intense sometimes. You can wind up in some pretty big fights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, can I get a hell yeah? Hell yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'd like to be married to another guy. That's another level of fuck you. We'll see fuck who right now. Let's go. Yeah. So death to us part right here. We'll find out who the husband is. That's the thing. I love my wife. I don't like to think it would ever come to it, but if it did, I'm pretty sure I could take her. Yeah. So underneath it all, there's that. I've got that. That's like a comfort to me. I couldn't understand. They kept debating the gay marriage, and then it turned out they agreed on it. They both, John Kerry and George Bush, said that, well, we're against gay marriage, but we're for civil unions. I thought, well, that sounds pretty reasonable. Until I read up on civil union. Turns out that in the civil union, you get everything. You get all the rights of being a married person. You just technically you can't say you're married. I thought, man, John Kerry, I thought he was even more of a pussy when I found that out. I thought, at least he had a chance to separate himself from George Bush. He could have said to him, you know, George, I looked into this gay marriage. It's pretty similar to civil union. You know, I don't think it's about marriage with you. I think you're freaked out by the butt fucking. You should just say that and make you feel better. But if that's the case, you should do what I do. Don't picture it. You know, for crying out loud, you don't have to imagine everybody having sex all the time that you see. I mean, how could you ever go to the Walmart? I love the Walmart, but we're the sexy people. They always try and bring the gays into it in the election, or they like to anyway. Remember Clinton, he's going to let gays in the military, which that was, at the time I was confused. I thought gays were already in the military, totally based on that Village People song. In the Navy, I didn't know. I thought, I'm just saying, looking back on the Village People now from where we are, 2005, they seem pretty gay. It's almost weird we didn't spot it at the time, but I had no clue. When the Village People first came out, I was like, YMCA, it's fun to stay at the YMCA. I don't know why. And now, when you look back on the Village People, they're definitely, even their outfits seem pretty gay. Those chaps with no pants underneath. Turns out that's a gay outfit. I learned that the hard way. That's about my worst Halloween ever. Yeah, I didn't understand that whole gays in the military debate. I felt like if a guy is willing to fight and die for his country, least we can do is let him make out with the guy next to him first. I'm just saying, if both guys are into it, I'm opposed to any forced make-out sessions among our troops. And I always have been. I've always been against that. I'm not flip-flopping on that. I'm against it. That's when you look at the people who are arguing about no gays in the military, it seems like that's what they're always talking about. You let gay guys in there, they're going to try and make out with the straight guys, then you got a problem. I was like, well, I suppose you would if that happened. I don't know if it would. I've never been in the Army, but I thought everybody had a gun. Cut right down on your unwanted smooching, I'll tell you that right now. Just from my personal experience, if I know somebody's got a gun, the chances of me trying to kiss them and see what happens... I don't know. It's weird to me that that's this whole anti-gay thing. That's what it amounts to? They want to stop gay people from getting married and joining the army. Okay. Seems ironic. As a straight guy, those are two things I tried hard not to do. I mean, if I'd have been 20 and you'd have said, it's illegal for you to get married or join the army, I'd have been like, sweet! You got any pot? While I'm on a roll... I feel like if you really got something against gay people, you ought to make them get married and join the army. How do you like that? Plus, you want to freak out the Taliban, now you're talking. A whole division of gay married soldiers coming across the desert. We're going to kick your ass. And then guess what? I don't know. All I said was, guess what? You made up a dirty thing. I didn't do that. You did that.
Jake Johansson is our guest this week. It's great to see you again, although I really can't see you, as you said earlier.
I know. I'm in Florida, okay, so you can't see me. I meant to ask also, what is the pay? Because
not much at all. Nothing.
It's zero.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I'll get you a CD or something.
Okay. All right.
By the way, you
is it one of my own?
You travel a lot, and you're the kind of guy, you have an inquisitive mind. That's why everyone loves you.
Yes, inquisitive. I'm curious. You ask I have a low threshold for, or a high threshold for boredom, too.
Right. And you ask questions that nobody else bothers with.
Okay.
So let me ask you, you've been through restaurants, or rather airports, as you go from city to city, right?
Yes.
And there's an airport, I believe it's in Atlanta, there's a couple of them, where you have to go through security. You got to put your liquids in there. And
you have to go through security at all the airports.
Right. I know. I don't mean that part.
No. Yeah,
of course you do. But anyway, you can't take anything in there. A nail clipper, nothing. You know, it's
right.
Your liquids, and you got to drink.
Nail clippers could be very dangerous if you, you know, when you think about just the parts of your body that could fit into a nail clipper.
Your nails,
right? Yeah. They could be painful.
And yeah, you carry a bottle
your
of water.
Eye, eyelid.
You got to drink. You got to drink all the water out of the bottle so you can go through security
yes.
with it. And you
yes.
got to pee on the other side. And all that stuff. So the question is: have you encountered, like we have, once you go by the security? Inside uh-huh. the secure area is a steak restaurant in Atlanta. Ooh. And they have silverware yeah. and sharp steak knives.
Right.
How does that make sense? Will you explain that to me? Why is there
the
a
Taliban?
Steak restaurant?
Are you in the Taliban now?
Why is there a steak restaurant inside the secure area of an
are
airport?
Are you saying that there might be some kind of terrorist who would go to the steak restaurant, mm-hmm. steal a steak knife, mm-hmm. and then get on the plane and try something with the steak knife?
No, he'd be smarter than that. He'd have a full meal, and he'd look nonchalant. He'd slip it down his... sock or something.
I think we're past the point where someone's going to try something with a steak knife. I mean, I feel like if someone brandished a steak knife, I would personally take them out. You know what I mean? I don't think that's going to
Oh, really? But they won't let you take nail clippers on the plane.
Well, I think they might have relaxed on the nail clippers. But yeah, okay, you're right. The whole security thing, right, is a little bit of a... they're trying to convince us that it's safe. Like, they found some people in London who were going to create some bomb made out of liquids, and so now we can't take shampoo on the plane. But let's face it, they're only catching people who are accidentally trying to be... bringing shampoo. They're always taking away some lady who they have to explain to her that you can't bring shampoo on the plane. I've never seen them take away some guy who looks like he's trouble, and it's not, it doesn't look like it's shampoo. It's a little container, and he's like, be very careful with my shampoo. It's never that. It's always somebody who's just, it's like, oh, I didn't know you couldn't bring shampoo. Yeah, well, tough shit. We're going to take it away from you now.
What bothers me is that the whole thing about shoes was all based on one incident that didn't work worth a damn.
So well, the only shoe bomb that I've ever seen work is in a Roadrunner cartoon. And so that's a cartoon. So that's what I would say about the shoe bomb. I would just love it if we could one time see, you know, when they blow those casinos up in Vegas because they're going to build a new casino? If they could blow one of those casinos up with shoes or shampoo, just so I could see how dangerous it is, just as a display of like, this is what we're preventing from happening.
Sneakers.
What about no more artificial limbs? That could be full of all kinds of who knows, right?
Oh, how about stuffed brassieres, too?
Ooh.
They have to take all their brassieres off as they go through. Mm-hmm.
I want to do the breast exam thing now that you're talking about it. That's a good security just got to be a lot better job.
Well, anyway, I wish you the best as you travel around the country.
You can go to jakethis.com and you can see my schedule right there.
So don't click on extra fun.
Don't click on extra fun. Just look at the schedule. If you can't see it when you first go on the page, it's not there. But don't click on extra fun.
I've been clicking all during the interview. Now it says, fuck you. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, it doesn't. I haven't installed that yet.
Oh, no. Might be a good idea, though. Jake, it's great seeing you again.
It's good. Well, even though we didn't see each other, it's great to hear you. I can't wait to see you.
Okay, I bet.
Will you pick me up at the airport in the golf cart?
Yeah, with no shoes. And say hello to your wife, and best of luck.
I will. Thank you, Sonny.
Jake Johansson, very funny guy, and a wonderful person, too, I might add. And that's the Foxcast this week. There'll be another one next week. I'm making a surprise once again. It'll be one of the funniest people in the comedy business, trust me. And until then, tell your friends about the Foxcast, if you would, please. And thanks for listening.